All right, so another losing day yesterday. So far, stocks were down every single day of the week. So will it change today, or will the losing streak continue? And how does this affect our position? So today is, what is it, Thursday, December 7th. Welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Morgan. In this show, we're going to talk to you about what the markets are doing and how we are trading it. And as you can hear, I'm still a bit under the weather, so I hope that it gets better. I've been traveling back here in the studio. So what did I miss, Mark?
Jobs.
All right. Let's take a look at the economic calendar here and talk about jobs first.
Yeah. You know, we knew going into this week that the focus would be jobs, and that's exactly what has happened. On Tuesday, we had JOLTS job openings coming in, and really showing the fewest or the lowest amount of openings since March of 2021. And then yesterday we had private payrolls being reported and private payrolls showing fewer jobs added than expected. So then today we go into unemployment claims. Unemployment claims a little bit lower than expected, but essentially in line. And now it's all about the jobs report tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow is the big one. And I mean, traders are trying to read the tea leaves here and see what will the jobs report tomorrow say. I mean, it is expected that the unemployment rate stays the same. And it is expected that average hourly earnings are slightly increasing.
Yeah, and we'll see if that ends up... you know, to be true, the non-farm employment number is definitely the biggie, in my opinion, but the Fed keeping an eye on average hourly earnings for sure, right? So the unemployment rate at this point is just kind of a sentimental number, I think. Yeah. But those top ones are the ones traders are focused on.
It really seems so. And I mean, if you look at the probabilities for the next meeting, which is coming up next week, I mean, right now traders are just expecting the Fed will keep everything the same. They're actually expecting that the Fed might start cutting rates as early as March. Don't know about this. So do you believe that this probability will change tomorrow?
I do. I still think that the Fed is likely to keep rates elevated longer than the probabilities are showing. So we'll see what the data says tomorrow and how that impacts things. But I just don't think that traders are correct with that probability of a cut in March. I'd like it. But if the Fed were to cut in March, I think that would be a problem, not necessarily a good cut.
Right.
A problem meaning that we have economic concerns to deal with.
I agree. It would be a little bit too early. And I mean, just looking at what happens, we had this stellar rally in November, and we already talked about it last week that we saw the rally fizzling out, and this is what happened. I mean, this week, or for the last 2 weeks, just in a small narrow range here.
Yep, and look at that stake zone though. It looked like yesterday we're gonna pop back into that zone, and then today trying to snap three-day losing streak. Sorry.
Yeah, which is really interesting because based on absolutely no news at all. I mean, markets moved to this morning a little bit. If you look at the overnight action in the E-mini S&P, we saw that we had a positive drift going into the opening. I mean, a little bit fueled by the unemployment report, although these were weekly unemployment claims. I mean, super interesting that here markets jumped a little bit, to be honest.
Yeah, and the weeklies... you know, in past times weren't really significant. And of course, the monthly jobs report is definitely more significant. The number came in line with expectations, but continuing unemployment claims showed a decline of 64,000 for the previous week. So new claims essentially in line, but previous claims falling. Maybe traders liking that a little bit.
I don't know. I mean, this is where I think it's also after three losing days that today traders are a little bit more in the buying mood. So we opened higher in the S&P 500, first moved a little bit lower, then higher, trading right now at around highs for the day. So it might just be that after 3 days of losing days today, traders are stepping in and say, okay, let's push the markets a little bit higher. But this is really not a whole lot. I mean, we're talking about 0.7%, so that's not really a rally. I think it's just a technical bounce that we see here.
Good point. Sometimes we try to justify it with something, but hey, maybe it's just buying after those 3 days, like you just said.
Yeah. Seemed to be the same for crude oil. I mean, crude oil bouncing back this morning, just trading above 70 after pulling back below 70 yesterday. I mean, we haven't been in at levels below 70 here since, June earlier this year.
Yeah, interesting slide. And it does look like there's some strong support below where we're at. Now, this morning, we had Saudi Arabia and Russia issuing a joint statement calling on all OPEC Plus members to join an agreement to slash oil supply in the first quarter of 2024. Maybe a little bit of reaction there. I know that there was some skepticism over voluntary productions, which members agreed to the previous week.
Yeah. Anyhow, so bouncing back a little bit here. Then on the other hand, it seems that there's a little bit of profit taking here. Bitcoin after this massive rally up above 44,000. So if we look at a 5-minute chart, we saw that earlier today. I think this is probably a little bit of profit taking after this massive run up. What do you think?
I mean, you say profit taking, but we're only down 0.2% right now. There was a little more downside. We dropped down to 43,000. But gosh. A little bit of a pullback. It's whether or not you like Bitcoin, this huge run up for there to be a pause is normal. You just don't go up, 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 and up. And if you do, look out below.
Yeah. All right. Looking at some individual stocks, Chewy, your favorite pet retailer, reported earnings. Oh, look at this bouncing back. I mean, they were down 10%. And we see it here on a 5-minute chart. I mean, massively down after reporting disappointing earnings, but right now clawing their way back.
Yeah, we got to have an ongoing joke in our mastermind calls about Chewy, because I know there are some diehard Chewy fans, and this was one that popped up as a possible wheel trade going back to 2022. And I just wasn't a fan of Chewy and what they offered, what they brought to the table, especially with a big retailer or a company like Amazon, right? And so I've never been a fan of Chewy, haven't traded it. There is some nice support here, but you're right, Marcus, a big drop coming right down to those support levels, but then a real nice reversal now down just 1% after being down 10%.
Kind of crazy. And the other company I want to just mention is Starbucks. So Starbucks had their longest losing streak in history and finally snapped it yesterday. I mean, for Starbucks being down 12 days in a row, kind of a big deal.
That's crazy. I didn't even catch that. I had no idea, but that's a nasty losing streak, getting down there, trying to fill that gap, and now maybe a little support.
Yeah. All right, so let's take a look at our positions and what's happening there. But before we do this, a quick reminder, we have our holiday calendar. And today we are showing off our holiday decorations. But I just need to highlight, first of all, the holiday decorations, but then also yesterday, your video. I mean, this was hilarious. Because we were talking about sharing the favorite recipe and you shared one.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen it just yet, check your email for the holiday calendar. Check it out. It's in the featured section. It's the best
Hodge Family Secret
that I've seen in a while. It is you have to watch this. And if you're not there yet, go to rockwelltrading.com/holidays. And holiday? Huh, now I can't
holiday.
Remember. Holiday, yeah. rockwelltrading.com/holiday. I'll link to it in the description. And then you can join our fun that we have here in the 25 days leading up to Christmas. So we open a new door, if you want so, every day. And we did have the favorite recipe and you posted it yesterday. And you have to see it because it's easy to make. and it's amazing.
Oh, the results, the end result is just phenomenal. Yeah. You can't miss it.
All right. So looking at PowerX Optimizer and looking at our positions, first up, CSIQ up again today, 2.7%. I mean, CSIQ right now camping out right here above the 22 mark. And I mean, again, going back and forth on this, would fly. I love to fly a rescue mission at 20. But if we now just keep moving higher, I'll take it.
Yeah. Again, it sounds like we're beating a dead horse here, but I like this support. I like how it's behaving. I like how it's reacting. I'm hoping I could get in at a lower level for rescue to add to this, but on the same hand, if we want to see support and just take off from here, let's do it, CSIQ.
Let's do it. NEE also up for today, just slightly, but just beautifully, beautifully marching along our, well, trend line. Let me draw this again. This is not a good trend line. Here is a much better trend line. There we go. And now I think it's key that it breaks above 62.
Let's do it. I think that this one could just drift higher for the rest of the year and into the first quarter. And I would love that. Not worried about NEE at this point.
Yeah. All right. Oxy, that's a trade that I entered on Monday where I sold the 57 puts, and right now we are trading at 56.45. And we talked about it this morning with our mastermind. Please stay there, Oxy. Please don't rally above 57 because I would love to get assigned at 57. So this is what I'm rooting for right now, that by tomorrow afternoon when the markets close, we will be below 57. This way I can sell calls next week and I'm getting assigned on Oxy. I'm looking forward to this because, I mean, the 57 level has been proven here, 56 basically, to be super solid support.
Yeah, I've always liked Oxy, and I think that that's a great level. And now we just have to wait to see what comes tomorrow.
So I did the Oxy trade, you did the XOM trade. And for you, very, very similar, because you sold the 100 put. And right now it is trading just slightly below. So what about you? Do you want to get assigned? Will you roll? Will you close this position? What is your plan?
Yeah, no, I would love to be assigned and hang out right around 100, seeing some nice support there, and then selling calls on Monday. So right now, it's still too early to tell, but still liking this trade, liking this opportunity. I like the opportunity at 100 for Oxy.
Yeah. All right. PNC. So PNC, we probably have to zoom out a little bit. This is where we entered it back in March, right before this little financial crisis with regional banks. So I got assigned at 141.50. You got assigned. Your cost basis is 136. And that's where you sold the 136 a little bit earlier. And I mean, PNC is relentlessly moving higher. I sold the 143. So we talked about it this morning with our mastermind members. Kind of mixed feelings about this one for you.
Yes, because I have felt comfortable with PNC for the months that we've been in it. And I really thought that we'd get a little bit of a pause around 136, right around my cost basis, where I could sell calls for a couple of weeks and really start turning this into a cash cow after it was a buying power hog for a majority of the year. And we just blew right through that level. So I have a decision to make, and I'll watch it today and also tomorrow. Right now, according to my plan, there just isn't the premium available for me to roll based on my trading plan. But I am monitoring this. I'm really on the fence. I don't want to do anything silly just to stay with it for another week. I don't see the need to do that because ultimately, if I get called away, I've made money on the trade. I free up the buying power and I could do something else with that money. But I am also interested in staying with this for a couple of weeks potentially.
Yeah, and this is where I sold the 143. So we'll see. That might just expire worthless tomorrow. And then I can hopefully sell it again next week. So nothing for me to do unless we are rallying towards 143 tomorrow after the jobs report. Then I'm considering a roll as well. But if we do this, a role for you is probably out of the question.
If we start to move higher, yes. Ideally, we pull back towards 136 after that jobs report. That would be best case scenario for me.
Right. So, and this is where I believe that if you look at it, at the two-year chart, that there is a possibility that we are going right back into this range that we used to have here between 150 and 170. So I want to see if I can ride it into this range. And I mean, this was originally your plan, but PNC was just taking off, which, hey, again, free of buying power, make money on the trade. Nothing wrong with that.
True.
All right. And then UPS, it's super interesting because right now we are trading higher. We were trading as high as 157.61 this morning. So I could have sold calls against my existing position at 157.50. But here I'm kind of with you. I want to see if I can sell calls at 160 or maybe even 162.50 to also participate a little bit in the up move in the stock. So right now pulling back a little bit, but overall really great run. Just hoping that we can break through this 157.50 level. And then I think we'll be smooth sailing to 165.
I love what I'm seeing here in UPS, and it doesn't surprise me that we have a little pause there at those highs. And I think this, for you, it could be the trade of the year, Marcus.
I don't know if it will be the trade of the year, but it could be a nice one. Who knows? Maybe PNC turns out to be the trade of the year. So we'll definitely keep you posted of what's happening here. So let's go back to the S&P 500 and see what we're doing here on a 5-minute chart. So we're pulling back a little bit right now, and not surprised that we'll see another diddle day today before the big one tomorrow, the jobs report. And then, of course, next week, the Fed meeting. I mean, this is what traders are waiting for, to hear the updated dot plot, to hear Powell, what they are thinking right now. If we are really at the end right now of the hiking cycle and when they start considering lowering interest rates.
Big week next week as well, and then probably a little bit of a slowdown with the holidays, Marcus. So I'll take the potential movement and excitement tomorrow and next week.
Yeah. Is this helpful as we're going through this? Because if it is, do us a favor and give us a like. And if you feel that others might benefit from this video, please feel free to share. There's a share button right underneath. You can share to all sorts of platforms by email, by messenger, wherever you want. And if this is your first time here, welcome. Hope you enjoyed it. If you did, click on subscribe and hit the little notification bell. This way you get notified whenever we release a new video, which will be tomorrow morning because we're going live every day that the markets are open. And tomorrow you'll see what are we doing with PNC and what's happening with UPS. And it will get assigned in XOM and Oxy. So I want to make sure that you tune in. So we'll see you again tomorrow.
Happy trading, everybody.